Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Don't worry about it, Ben. Just rewind it. Rewind it. I got to hear Todd Kallas call his shot in some way, shape, or form here. That was Isak Paredes hitting a walk-off home run last night. The entire clip that Tyler Milner sent should have the... Yeah,
possibly play. Christian Walker, if Isak does not end the game. Walker faced him again last night as well. This ball hit well to left field. Ball game over.
There we go. There we go.
Isak Paredes starts the party for the Astros.
All right, there we go. That's good. We got Blum got his stuff in. I just wanted to hear that very beginning part. I'm watching that game. Thank you. There we go. Celebration. Last night, ninth inning, and you're wondering how long could this game go with these two teams showing the offensive ineptitude that they were last night. And Todd Kallas right there, a little subtle thing. He says Christian Walker will be up next unless, you know, Isak ends the game right here. And then first pitch. Classic Paredes home run, low line drive right into the Crawford boxes. That's why they traded for him, for the 81 games that you get at home where he deposits balls five rows into the Crawford boxes. Pull hitter, Isak Paredes, Astros win, back above 500.
Whoa.
Fromber was amazing, and it was a good night at the yard last night. Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Good morning.
Yeah,
that's one thing that over now last night they scored two runs to get that victory. But in the last six games, the Astros have scored 34 runs, you know, where you couldn't buy a third run for much of the first part of the season.
Yeah.
Offensively, they're getting back on track. And Paredes hitting the home run, even though the whole team wasn't doing all the well, even though they still can't hit with runners on base, even though they've got the worst batting average in the league with bases loaded.
Yeah.
Aside from all that, they are at least... they're doing things.
Yeah.
They're getting poked with a stick and they're jiggling when the stick pokes them.
Yeah.
An animal you thought was dead might actually be alive.
Yeah. The only thing that made me sad about the game is that Fromber didn't get the win. You know, Fromber pitched eight innings. He was outstanding last night. They've gotten two of the most important starting performances of the year over the last few days. Ronel Blanco with that eight innings he pitched over the weekend. And Fromber Valdez in an incredibly, incredibly efficient eight innings last night. The first three innings went by in the blink of an eye. He threw six pitches in the first inning, six pitches in the third inning, 11 pitches in the second inning in between. And I would take eight innings of him just throwing 11 pitches, that he threw just six pitches in each of those first two innings. I'm like, all right, well, unless there's a major collapse, he's going at least seven or eight tonight, which is great for a team that's only... what, six games into a 17-game stretch here. These long starting performances are helping out this bullpen. Fromber was great last night, man. That is good to see. That feels like that's been straightened out. We've straightened out the Fromber situation.
Well, with Fromber, you know, the whole thing is his ground ball rate has been so much lower than it typically is, and that's what and who he is. He's got to get, you know, Fromber's the one pitcher that you don't worry about it when there's guys on base because you get excited. I got my little Pavlovian salivation response starts when I see runners on base with Fromber because I anticipate a double play, usually. And this year hasn't been quite the same. Yeah, so that part of it, and I think him probably adjusting to the umpires calling a tighter strike zone this year. Mm-hmm. For a guy that just feasts on getting so much movement, he's had to figure out a way to exactly navigate all that. And yeah, I feel Hunter Brown and Fromber, I've got, those are the least of my concerns through the end of the season. The fact that the rest of the rotation, every single one of them has a torn ACL right now, in my mind. Emotionally,
torn.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
No, ACL. It's even worse than a UCL.
Oh, gotcha.
Because pitchers never get them.
Okay.
ACL, I feel like a pitcher could somehow figure out a way to play through. UCL, obviously, you can't do that. Unless you're Lance McCullers, for which people will hate you for it eventually, because they'll look at the box score and be like, well, look at how he was in the playoffs this year. Yeah, he was pitching with a partially torn UCL, you ingrates.
He was pitching without ingrates. He was pitching without a right arm. What the hell do you want? So that was good last night. Isak, apparently, Todd Callis wasn't the only one thinking there might be an Isak Paredes home run. So was Isak. This was Joe Espada saying that Paredes was telling people to get the gum bucket ready when he was going up to home plate.
Yeah, and you know, for me, you know, he made some really good defensive plays today too. So we need to recognize and highlight the fact that this guy is also playing some really good third base, saves a ton of runs. But it just is at bats how he walks. He stays in the zone, hits the ball hard. You know, we talk about the Crawford boxes made for him. He, you know, showed that today. He actually called that home run. He said, I'm going to hit a home run on the slider. You know, get the gum bucket ready. And they got the bucket ready and hit a home run.
The poor guy that's got to refill the gum bucket after a walk-off home run's like, guys, do we really need to dump the gum all over the place? I got to pick up all the hubba bubba here and the bazooka and everything else on the field. Come on. Can't we just douse him with water and get it over with? What are you doing dumping the gum bucket everywhere?
Yeah,
man?
Or just, I wish the Astros, I'm trying to think. I mean, of all their various home run celebrations, they've never had anything like a super big gaudy hat. The Angels had the samurai helmet.
No.
Or anything like that, right?
No, no,
Isn't it time for this new era Astros to come up with a big gaudy hat?
No,
to
do the gimmick that ratchet teams do that don't win World Series? Hell no. You know who does
like
that? The Angels. The Angels do that.
You know who you sound like, Sean? Who? You sound like 2014 era, like Club Astros.
I know.
Ew. These guys need to act like professionals.
That is true.
I don't know about this club. What's with all this joy and celebration after a victory?
Got to go back and listen and see if that was the case. So that was the first walk-off for the Astros of the season last night. And the home run was great, and the walk-off was great, and I love that Paredes said to get the gum bucket ready, and I love that Callis is like, hey, unless Isak ends the game here, and then one pitch later, Crawford boxes, game over, thank God. But the defense, that's when you were talking about Fromber a minute ago, Seth, that's the other thing last night. There was one inning, I forget, third or fourth inning, somewhere before he had given up a run. And there were – Pena made two plays. Brendan Rodgers made a play coming across the – you know, kind of running away from first base, coming across second base, throwing with his body, falling away. This is a – it's not sexy, and I would rather they have way more games where they're scoring more than three runs. It's a really good defensive team. They've made the fewest errors in baseball. Isak Paredes has not made an error all year, and I think that's worth noting. As Alex Bregman is putting an MVP season up in Boston, probably playing really well in the field too. We see his hitting numbers. He's been incredible this year. There's not been really a drop off at third base defensively from Bregman. Paredes
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This has done his job over there.
And I think if you look at the sum total of everything, where you're kind of trying to replace Alex Bregman, let's leave Kyle Tucker out of it for the moment, but in replacing Alex Bregman by committee, that Paredes isn't the player that Bregman is in a lot of respects, but he does, yes, in this ballpark especially, have that hitting power. And he's a good enough defensive player that when you add it to Christian Walker at first base, as opposed to any other corpse they were rolling out there at first base last year, the sum total of it, when those guys are playing the way they should be playing, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker, I have no answer for everybody.
No, that's a work in progress for sure. So that was good. So we get a Colton Gordon start tonight. He's been really good at Sugar Land this year. I've not watched a single pitch of him at Sugar Land, but you don't fake your way to a 4-0 2.55 ERA at any level. So he's been good at AAA, 26 years old, lefty, getting his first Major League Baseball and first MLB start tonight. So we'll see what happens.
What can we be realistically optimistic about, leaving Colton Gordon out of it? The few things in the pitchers, the dramas we have going on with the pitching right now. Let's say Lance McCullers, Spencer Arrighetti, Ryan Gusto, Hayden Wisniewski. Okay. I would power rank my most optimistic as Spencer Arrighetti.
Easily.
Broken bone.
It's
a broken bone, but he is going to have to rehab and get the strength back and everything.
Fine.
So with him, it's more a matter of timetable.
Yeah.
And does he come back early enough that at least if he does have a few games where he struggles a little bit, he's got enough time to get back to full form?
I think we'd seen enough progression out of Spencer Arrighetti last year and before he sustained the injury this year, to where I felt like he was going to be a really solid number three behind Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown.
Yeah.
A broken thumb shouldn't change the long-term feeling about that. Like you said, it's just time. It's getting the thumb healed. It's getting him a couple rehab starts in Sugar Land to get stretched out again. Gusto is a rookie who just gave up 7 runs a couple starts ago. You know, he's still figuring some things out. Wisniewski, do we know anything about this elbow injury that Wisniewski's had?
It's very mysterious.
Yeah.
It's discomfort, Sean.
It's discomfort. It's classic Astros is what it is.
It doesn't seem like the death knell discomfort, but that's all we know at this point.
And I've probably been accused of being more optimistic than most on Lance McCullers throughout his rehab. I think once you give up 7 runs in a third of an inning, you got to put things on hold as far as being able to count on the guy, you know?
I guess I forgot to throw Forrest Whitley into there, too, if we go to the relievers.
Okay.
How are you feeling about Forrest Whitley?
How do you think I'm feeling about Forrest Whitley?
There's a nice article in The Athletic about Forrest Whitley where it really, really lays out how emotionally difficult it's been for Forrest
lay off
Whitley
the guy. Yeah, exactly.
I know, but I just can't. This is the problem, because in the article they address how, man, he's gone to specialists, he's had blood work done to try to figure out if there's something that's causing him to be so injury prone.
Head to toe. It's always something different.
But it's always, and the problem with Forrest Whitley, the two things that I get hung up on are, one, okay, he had that drug suspension, which, all right, he was a teenager, he was dumb, you know, learn from it, grow from it. I give him that. But it was when he came back out of shape in the COVID year. And of all pitchers that came back not ready to play baseball, how on earth is it Forrest Whitley, who has all those cards stacked against him? And he was a full-blown adult by that point. So I can't just give him a pass and say, like, well, hey, some guys are just injury prone. I don't know. I don't trust that.
I don't know. I in my mind, everything you just said for the last 90 seconds was the teacher on Peanuts. Wah, 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 because all I heard is he touched 98 on the gun last night and struck out 2 guys in it.
I don't think he should be allowed to throw 98.
I'm ready.
I think he
for
should be
him.
A junk ball pitcher.
I'm ready.
He should be, honestly, they should put a restrictor plate on him, and he's not allowed to throw over 90.
I am ready for Forrest Whitley version 9.0.
I'll be excited about Forrest Whitley when I find out that he's decided to become a knuckleballer.
Let's go.
Yeah, I just, the easiest, gentlest possible transition into the major leagues. Okay,
right. We're off and running on a off and running on a Wednesday schedule release day. All right, we got to talk about that. We do know some of the games. No Texan games yet. By the way, someone's saying on the text page, don't forget the Astros had the stare down after every home run. That was one guy. That was Alex Bregman. That wasn't a team. So Seth's talking about using some sort of outside props.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not forgetting. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to go through every single celebration they've had since they started it back with, what's his name, the catcher?
Hank Conger, the
Hank
Conger,
Conger
bot.
Kind of
yeah.
started the whole jubilation yeah. and the kind of the
Conger bot. Yeah,
almost
man.
The theatrical celebrations.
Yeah, baby.
But I'm not going through all of them. They've had a bunch of them. I'm talking about the big gaudy hat.
You're talking about
I forget it. Yeah, I have not forgotten about the damn stare down. The stare down got annoying as hell.
Yeah, you don't have to get hot. It's just, you know, the listeners just participating here. It's all, you know.
I will. I've never forgotten. The stare down annoyed me after a while. I got to be like, all right, I just have blue steel all over the place.
Amy and I did our engagement pictures at Minute Maid Park, and we did a stare down picture in the dugout. We've got it sitting on our table. Don't ever visit us. That picture is going to annoy you.
My favorite ongoing thing is the teasing of Julia.
That's
just random and throughout the game.
And there's some variety with that. Variety there.
Yeah.
All right, we're off and running on a Wednesday schedule release day tonight. That we find out when we know the who, we know the where. We find out the when tonight. What do we know so far? And a warning. I'm putting a warning label on today for all of you with the schedule release. We'll do that coming up next.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.